I'm Lorraine Mendez with a JIS Evening News for Tuesday, June 13. Coming up, revised MSME policy to be completed by December. Government commits to increasing access and inclusion for persons with disabilities, and government looking to engage more unattached youth. The news in detail after the break.
Yo, see Larry there? My side set here now. Larry, forward now.
Yo, school me a go in, so little more.
What school, Bridget? No summer now.
School my thing there for right now, Bridget. Me need forget myself and I'll ever forget some skills training. So me a go the career advancement program that start this summer.
Really, Larry?
Yeah, man. Me have to start plan for the future.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. For more information and to register for the career advancement program, email cap@moey.gov.jm or call 967-9020.
Now the news. The government's revised micro, small and medium-sized enterprises MSME policy is to be completed in short order. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Stephen Wedderburn, says the policy is expected to be ready by the end of the calendar year. The policy seeks to align the definition of MSME with the international definition and develop the security interest in personal property registry, which allows non-traditional collateral to be used to get financing.
That aspect of it is being reviewed in order to see how we can make the banks and financial institutions take up this avenue more actively, and so that MSMEs can actually use their non-traditional assets to get finances.
Mr. Wedderburn was speaking in an interview with JIS News at the opening of the three-day Effective Intellectual Property Assets Management Workshop for SMEs at the JBDC Incubator and Resource Center in Kingston on Tuesday. He's urging small business operators to protect their ideas and products in a bid to boost the competitiveness of the sector. The government is seeking to increase access and coverage for persons with disabilities in partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. The IDB recently provided $87 million for the upgrade of the Early Stimulation Multipurpose Facility in downtown Kingston under the Integrated Social Protection and Labour Program. Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says the government aims to expand the level of participation in the society by persons with disabilities, while at the same time empowering them to make a valuable contribution to society.
This upgrade ESP Assessment Center Multipurpose Facility is a striking example of our alliance. This beautifully designed building will enhance the well-being and welfare of children through an expansion of assessment and intervention services.
Minister Robinson recently toured the Early Stimulation Program ESP Multipurpose Facility with IDB representatives. The Early Stimulation Program caters to children up to 6 years old and serves over 1,500 youngsters with a range of disabilities. More unattached youth are to be exposed to training in information and communications technology, ICT, to allow them to benefit from increased job opportunities in the field. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley notes that ICT is a key pillar for economic growth and development, adding that there is growing demand for technology specialists globally. Dr. Wheatley says community access points, CAPS, will be used as training facilities for these young persons. CAPS are community-based centers that provide residents with ICT access. Meanwhile, the government will be seeking to engage young people trained in the public sector digitization exercise through the National Youth Service and Apprenticeship Programs.
These jobs will not only be beneficial to the public sector, but those persons who are so trained can now form part of the workforce within the private sector to help them with the whole process of digitization and moving towards a paperless office environment.
Dr. Wheatley was addressing a Jamaica Computer Society symposium in Kingston recently under the theme, The Future of IT Jobs. And Sport Minister Olivia Grange has described the Institute of Sports InSports Basic School Athletics Championships as the cradle of track and field in Jamaica. She notes that through the championships, children are being provided with opportunities critical for their physical and other forms of development, which can reap future success.
It is important that at this age, we ensure that we have activities that will engage them and that will help them to develop those skills. We will ensure that all these little youngsters here will have even that much more of an opportunity to shine than those who were here before them.
Ms. Grange adds that the event is important in unearthing athletic talent at the earliest stage. The athletics competition is slated to be held at the National Stadium from June 14 to 16. The 17-year-old track and field event targets students ages 3 to 6 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.